G'day, it's Oscar, and this is subscriber-only content. Thank you for subscribing. As a thank you for your commitment and taking that extra step and selecting subscribe, as well as based on our audience survey and research, I'm listening to you. This is called Answer My Questions. If you have a question on listening in the workplace that you would love to have answered, email podcast@oscartrimboli.com. That's podcast@oscartrimboli.com. Steph asked the question, when speaking to people in training situation or a focus group for employees, what do you recommend as a way to balance the conversation when you have 10, 20 people in the room? What do you recommend as a good practice? Oscar, the situation I had in mind was when I'm teaching adults in a class, and the other one was an employee focus group when there's dominant personalities. In a group of 15, maybe 3 or 4 take more energy and take more attention. How do you listen in those situations, in those groups? Listening is not only a verbal process. One of the things we don't use in situations where there are many people, more than 5 up to 500, it gets a bit bigger when you go into ballrooms and big webinars and speaking engagements, but you can still listen to the audience, and the Q&A panel is a really good example of that. When we just use dialogue as a way to listen, it's incredibly inefficient. We can only hear one person at a time, as opposed to thinking about techniques where you just start to build some stepping stones in that way of listening. Technique for us always to think about is this, and this is a really good way to build trust in a room. You mention an issue, a problem, a context, and you say to everybody in the room, just take 2 minutes by yourself, write down what this means to you. Get them to listen to themselves first. If they write it down, they'll be able to explain it much clearer than if you ask them to speak the first time. That's why only dialogue-based listening is incredibly inefficient, because one person gets to talk at one time, and most of the time the person who wants to talk is the most energetic, yet their ideas are not fully formed. So step number one, ask them to write it down. Step number two, ask them to share it in much smaller groups, typically in pairs, in 2s or 3s maybe, and just get them to talk to somebody else about it. And then at that point in time, you've got the room listening to itself in a very scaled up way. So it's much more efficient, it's much faster. And then you can have some reflection from the groups. You can get a cross section of the room much faster if you build up from there. Too many people think it's just a bunch of turn taking. If you do, that's okay. It's much higher context, but in terms of time efficiency, it's very low. So one of the first techniques I always teach is help people to listen to themselves by getting them to write it down, then sharing it with somebody, then sharing it with a room. So that's a faster way to get a cross section. It's also a neutral way to balance introverts and extroverts in the room as well, which is often the follow-up question to that.
What's your question? I'd love to know. Let me know. Send me an email, podcast@oscartrimboli.com. That's podcast@oscartrimboli.com for any questions you have on listening in the workplace. Thanks for listening.